your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Well, and welcome to the front line. Hallelujah. Listen, folks, we have a great program for you today. And in a moment, I'm going to introduce our guest. Before I do, I want to welcome Ann Lomhoko.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
I haven't been in the studio
in 2 weeks, so it's so good to be back.
Our fundraiser, by the way, the prayer and share, God really blessed us. We ended with more than we normally would have.
Yeah,
we didn't meet our goal, but we were like only 20-some thousand
but
away.
But you will meet the goal. It will come.
We will. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God.
Yep.
He will. He always comes through for us. And our other co-host, Ed Skiba, who I was going to call before... Ed has had some health issues, as if you remember, and he was in the hospital for several weeks. He went home, but he's having some other concerns, and so he's going back to the hospital today. So I would just like to ask you all to join me in a brief prayer for Ed. Father, we just lift our brother up to you. We ask that you would be with him now as he goes back to the hospital for Ed. Perhaps a blood clot in his lung, something like that, but things can be easily discovered and quickly healed, Father. You have him on a healing path. He's being restored. You have several years for him yet. He's 81, but that's not necessarily the end of things for people that you have blessed and given longevity and a powerful ministry, which is true for Ed. So bless him, keep him safe, help the doctors and nurses and everybody to minister to him. Find the problem,
yes,
fix it,
Lord,
and send him home. And we just ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when I say send him home, I don't mean kingdom of God. He will go there eventually.
I know, when you said that, I'm like, they might think home, the eternal home, and not,
home.
Not his home. In-
I think he's got some more time here, and he does too. So,
yeah, I believe that too.
Just a minor blip,
mm-hmm.
you know, in his recovery. But we welcome you today, and I want to welcome on the air with us Marty Jean-Louis, who is the, I'm going to say this probably wrong, Marty, but the executive director of the International Film and Music Festival. Is that correct?
That's close.
Close. Okay.
I forgot the word Christian, I think, in there.
Christian, I forgot that. I'm sorry. Well, gosh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The Christian Film and Music Festival. My apologies. You know, that's the most important part of it, too.
I know, that's why we're
that's
both laughing.
You know? And I apologize. I'm just so glad, Marty, you could be with us. And this interview is well-timed because... The 13th annual International Christian Film and Music Festival is coming up starting the end of this month, and I'm going to ask you to give the dates and of that and where it's going to be, and we'll be asking you to repeat that throughout the broadcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much. I love you guys. I love WCNO, one of my favorite stations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're very excited about the 13th annual festivities taking place April 30th to May 3rd. It's a 4-day event, and it's going to be at the Doubletree, beautiful Doubletree Resort at SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida.
Wow, that's a great spot. You're really there because the venue has grown. I mean, the number of participants and what you're doing, you needed more space.
Yes, God is at work without question, and he's doing something amazing in the entertainment industry.
Mm.
And it's great time for us to live and see this
Amen.
happening right in front of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I would like to, at some point, I would like you to share the beginnings of ICFF and your involvement in it. But, you know, we talked before on the air, Marty, that some people may be wondering, why is this important? Why is this one event so critically important in light of the whole of the entertainment industry? And we all do know, most people who listen to WCN on a regular basis know that we keep talking about how the Spirit of God is moving in the entertainment industry and in the whole sector of faith-based productions,
mm-hmm.
The movies, the TV shows,
mm-hmm.
And other types of productions. We're seeing more of that in the last 5 years, even. It's been a proliferation of not just faith-based, but well-done, well-produced, well-acted, well-directed.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that Marty Jean-Louis, he's a very humble guy, so he'll probably tell me not to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, that Marty and the people who work for him in the ministry of the International Christian Film and Music Festival have such a reach into, first of all, the body of Christ that's involved in the entertainment industry. You know, we use the term Hollywood, which talks about the secular side of that, but there are a lot of Christian people working at various levels. Some are actors, producers, directors, secular, you know, crew people, mm-hmm. you know, that, like I said, from the guy that plugs and unplugs the lights, all of those people,
mm-hmm.
there are many believers there. And they are part of the Spirit of God movement in the whole of the entertainment industry. And what Marty is doing and the people that work with him at the ICFF, the International Christian Film and Music Festival, have had and continue to have a major impact on the whole of the industry. And it's that platform I've just asked you to stand on, Marty, that I'd like you to reflect. Tell the people why what happens at ICFF is so important for the whole industry.
Well, thank you so much. It's important because it's the same mission as WCNO, right? Our goal and priority is to bring people to Christ.
Amen.
Period. And that is our goal and mission, is to do that, using entertainment, whether it's music or films or TV shows, documentaries, even student films,
mm-hmm.
and music videos. Those are powerful, and that can lead people to Christ,
mm-hmm.
and they have, and we've seen it, and mm-hmm. we've gotten the reports. For me, that's why it keeps us going, right? Each
yes.
year, we ask ourselves, why do we do this, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And God always answers by those testimonials,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
Last year, we had someone, I believe it was last year, that was into witchcraft.
Mm.
That came to the festival.
Ah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And our team got a hold of that person. And that person no longer wanted to do witchcraft.
Wow.
After we got a hold of it. So that's what it's about, right? Like, that has nothing to do with film.
Exactly.
You know? Or music. It has nothing to do with film. But that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
To bring people to Christ.
Yes.
You never know who's going to attend the festival or a church. It's the same thing. Or who's listening to WCNO. You just never know. But we have to be here and be ready
yes.
to serve and be there for those that need Jesus. Without ICFF, I don't know, that person would probably still be doing witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with film or music or anything like that. But somehow they are there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a movie. You know, they didn't mm-hmm. come because they were going to sing or perform. They just came.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the way I think we have to look at the work of God,
mm-hmm.
is that when it comes, let's say, we'll just lift up the International Christian Film and Music Festival as an entity
mm-hmm.
of the living God, as a construct, as a community, which it is, a community that God brought together. You're the primary leader, Marty. You have other leaders other at various levels of leadership in your group, and the ICFF comes together for its event. All of those, they're spirit-filled people, and at the very fundamental level of this community of faith that serves God in a very particular way, but you have people that love Jesus and that Amen. Are promoting Jesus and are willing to share the gospel with whomever they are sent to. And I have seen this
Amen.
In the times. I've been to three. The last 3 years I've been privileged to attend, and I have witnessed prayer. The morning worship alone is literally worth the price of admission, because
wow.
the Spirit of God is moving that early in the morning. I'm not too early.
I want to hear about like the schedule and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to ask
wow.
Marty to give us a basic look at one of the days. You know how the days are put together, but I have seen ministry happen in that wonderful spontaneous way
Praise
that
God.
The Spirit moves, and from this,
Amen.
This Spirit-filled community. And out from the center of that community, you see these giftings, these people, these hearts oriented to Jesus, bringing their giftings into their particular discipline areas.
Yes, because that's how the Lord made them, with these giftings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amen.
But you give, God has created a foundation, Marty.
Amen.
Like in any Christian entity, whether it be a standalone church or a parachurch group or other types of communities gathered in the name of Jesus, so too the ICFF has that characteristic, and the power of God moves through everything you do. And it's not just, of course, on these 4 or 5 days, you know, those where you really see that come together, but the ICFF is a year-long, lifelong entity that lives and breathes the gospel. And I'll tell you right up front, folks, as you've already been able to, I'm an unabashed proponent of what Marty is and his people are doing in the ICFF. And I make no apologies for that. But while we're on the subject, we have a few minutes before our next break. Tell us, what does the schedule look like? What if someone were to show, and we have some tickets we're going to be talking about giving away in a little bit. But when attendees come, what does the average day look like? Or what it couldn't look like.
as you know, it's a full day.
Yeah.
But you don't even feel it. You really don't, because you're with your people, right? Christians
right.
that just love Jesus, really, and that are excited to be there. So a typical day would start, first and foremost, we start with worship and prayer. We don't start anything without that.
Amen.
That's how we set the day, with worship and prayer. And after that, there are breakouts, right? So some people will be watching movies, documentaries, whatever they're into. Some people will go to different sessions, whether it's for music, whether it's for writing or movies. And some people will be connecting and fellowshipping, and there's various things to do throughout the day, and it's like that throughout the day, every day, except Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday is special. What happens on Saturday?
Saturday is the day that we all sort of like are under heavy attack and prayer at the same time. The enemy, for some reason, does not like Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's the finale of the festival. That's the biggest day for us. We do have typically the red carpet. We have the award ceremonies. We have two different award ceremonies. We have the VIP dinner and, you know, different things of that nature, where you get to see people dressed up. I love it. I love watching people being excited, going through the red carpet, doing interviews. I love seeing that. It's such a beautiful thing. And going into the awards.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this Marty, is this is a Christian alternative to what you see in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Saturday event that it has the red carpet, but the Spirit of God is there.
Amen.
And we need to have an alternative to what the world offers. You know, that's beautiful.
And that,
amen.
That's the fruit of this ministry, is the influence that God that you provide, God gives you, that is not just localized in Orlando for those few days.
Mm-hmm.
But these people who come, God gives you to all over the, not just all over, yes, the country, but all over, yes, the world.
Yes, they do.
And they carry back the blessing, yes, that,
amen,
they got during this event. And they're going to bring that into their own disciplines,
yes,
and they're going to share it with others in the larger discipline groups that they work in. And it's why we're seeing all over, you know, that massive increase in faith-based productions.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Marty, and something, you know, you can help our listeners understand a little bit about, and that is funding. You know, I mean, at a very basic level, anybody that lives on planet Earth has to be concerned and somewhat aware of funding something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
even just to paying our bills. But when you come,
right,
to a production where God is moving in all these production companies, we know Angel Studios comes right off the tip of my tongue because everybody's hopefully watching The Chosen, and there have been others,
mm-hmm,
and others, either they've produced it or they're part of the distribution. But what are you seeing in terms of monies, funding becoming available to people who are writing and wanting to produce faith-based material?
So it's a great question, because funding is always an issue for filmmakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have more filmmakers making films, which is, yeah, a good thing, but, yeah, also they lack the funding,
yeah,
to do it right. So while more funding is available now because everybody's seeing the results,
mm-hmm,
of,
mm-hmm,
Christian films,
mm-hmm,
but more filmmakers are making Christian films, which we need.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's a good thing that we have more. That's why it's important to support, because there's the movement that's going upward, and we got to take advantage of that.
Exactly.
Because we need to support these filmmakers, and sometimes support doesn't necessarily mean money, but if you help them in prayer, God will provide.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. We know of one, you may have met Phil Hardy, who has written a couple of Christian-based Westerns and is in the course of trying to raise the fund to produce a movie that someone had written he'd hired someone to write a screenplay for. And he's getting pretty close to that. He's been raising crowdfunding, basically. And I like what he's doing. I like the work. I like what he's going to end up accomplishing. It's going to be a great script. But what people don't understand is when you talk about funding for, let's say, a movie, there's several layers. There's not just the cost to produce it, but there are costs that occur even before you go into production. And,
yep,
then there are post-production costs, like distribution,
mm-hmm,
that all take money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it costs to produce movies. And I think that's what we do at ICFF also, is we educate, because I think a lot of people don't even understand what it takes to produce a movie, right?
That's exactly right.
Even at the level where people can most people can understand, like, this is what happens before, and this is what happens during, and this is what happens afterwards. And I think it's so good, because it helps people to value these Christian filmmakers even more so, because they see what they have to go through to make one movie happen.
It's a lot, and one of the things that I enjoy about how you have put the ICFF together is that there are opportunities given for people that have money to be able to talk to people that need money.
That's true. Yes,
and provide a ground for discussion, conversation, and building relationships. It may or may not end up being fruitful for the person that wants to produce a film, but it begins a process, as you say, the educational side. And I'm just going to guess here that this is something that's been lacking. This opportunity, this venue, has been lacking for faith-based creatives for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You would have seen a lot more faith-based. And I think, you know, we're going to take over Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know?
and it's in God's time to do that.
I mean, if you look at what they've been producing in the last, let's just say, 5 years, I mean, it's not good at all.
No.
You know, and families are completely rejecting it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they're looking for alternatives.
Yes.
Which is where we come in. It's a huge opportunity for us.
Yes.
Yep.
Huge.
Amen.
I mean, we were talking about the David movie, and Amazon is doing a Christian series.
That's
yeah,
right.
House of David. I'm like on the 8th episode. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's good.
Yep.
It's good.
Yep. The professionalism is outstanding. The cinematography, everything. It's just the same level as you would think, you know? You think sometimes Christian films are not the same level. They've already arrived at the level.
It's at the highest level.
It is.
And also, it's at the highest level you can.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Make a movie, yeah.
When you go down the boxes of production, cinematography,
yep.
script writing,
yep.
You know,
the acting's
acting
phenomenal.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, they obviously, when you come to biblical stuff, you have to take some license to tell the story where maybe the Bible is silent. But I believe, and I've watched, and I think we're into episode 7, I'm convinced that what they had to write in, you know, to fill in the gaps in the story.
They call it creative something.
It's accurate. I mean, it's not fantasy. It's definitely not bad theology.
Mm-mm.
So I'm very excited about that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a little break, Marty. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, and then we'll pick up. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back. We have on the phone with us and coming into your living room, your automobile, or wherever the else you might be with your radio, Marty Jean-Louis, who is, I said executive director of ICFF, but you have a different title. Go ahead and tell me what. I want to be accurate now.
No, I mean executive. Director is accurate, but you know, I'm also the founder.
Yes, okay,
oh,
founder
really?
And executive.
Okay.
That's true. And that leads us to ask you, if you would, tell us your God story, how you met Jesus, and move then into how he got you to start the ICFF.
Ooh, how much time we have?
Well, I can book you for another, another broadcast later, but. Yeah, just give us the thumbnail sketch. I know there's a lot to
it. sure, sure. Well, ever since I could remember, as a kid, I've always loved photography and video, ever since I could remember. And I grew up in Haiti. I was born in Haiti, and I came in the U.S. I was 9 years old. And I just wanted to be a film director. And as I grew up, I wanted to become a Hollywood film director. That was my mission. That was my goal.
Okay.
And as I graduate high school, I was fortunate enough to graduate at 16.
Wow.
And I went to college to study film. And I took one class. I thought, like, this is definitely it. Like, that's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
And as I was talking to one of the professors, they told me that I would not succeed in Hollywood because I was of the color of my skin, right?
Yeah.
So for years, that was painful for me. So as a result, I changed my major to computer science, right?
Wow, what a shift.
So, yeah, I shifted completely to computer science. And I also joined the Marine Corps because I didn't think that was the, so. But anyways, after the Marine Corps, I finished my degree, computer science.
Okay.
I started working at the United Nations in New York.
Wow. What did you do there?
And, I was using my degree. I was not coding, but I was working with, I was doing tech support there. And after a couple of years, I moved on to a different position. I started September 11, 2001.
No way.
That new position.
Wow.
Right? So as September, I can't forget that. And I remember walking to the UN, or as I was about to walk to the UN, walking towards the UN, I saw the second plane.
Wow.
And I said to myself, that's awfully low. But I'm not a pilot. I know nothing about aviation. I just kept going, And as I got inside the UN, there was a lot of panic. And I worked on the 21st floor. So I took the elevator to the 21st floor. And I can see World Trade Center from there. And everyone was panicking.
Oh, yeah.
And from that moment, I went home. My wife also was working on, I was on 47th Street, she was on 34th Street, so I left, I went to go get her, we went home. Everybody thought I was working at the World Trade Center, but I was working at the UN, so I was getting a lot to go home.
I would imagine.
And fast forward a few months, what God did was something I realize now. God had put me in the events department at the UN. What that means is every event that took place at the UN, I had access. Meaning,
that's a big deal.
Any heads of state, any president of any country that would come to the UN, I had access, right? I could be close to them. I didn't have much restrictions, right? So I watched every head of state. So for me, I became sort of like celebrities were like nothing to me, right? Like nothing.
Yeah.
You see how people go crazy for celebrities and, you know, for me it's like, they're just like you and me, right? Like, I've seen enough of them. but what also God did is any films that were going to be done at the UN, they had to go through the events department.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So do you see how God is just setting things up?
Yes, it's so evident.
So, which means that when films were being made, I was there. Mm. Not going to school for it, I had hands-on. I'm watching these things happen. And I'm watching these high-level events taking place and how it's being done. All of that. And I will say the only person that I went gaga over, it was the only person, was Angelina Jolie. It was the only person I went a little bit nuts to want to meet. I met her many, many times. I had opportunities to talk to her. She even remembers me, right? And we've had several conversations, which has been wonderful. I've seen the bad side of celebrities, and I've also seen the good sides. And God had shown me all of that because I was in the events department. God was setting so many things up, I didn't even understand why. So going back to the professor that said, you're not going to succeed in Hollywood because of the color of your skin. For years, it was so painful.
That's so sad that he said that to you.
God revealed it to me not that long ago why that happened. Like several years ago, God says, I was shifting you because I didn't want you to go to Hollywood. It was my mission to go to Hollywood and do, I was not going to go to Hollywood to do Christian films. I was going to Hollywood to do all kinds of films.
I
don't want you to go there.
He was protecting you.
So he shifted everything in my life.
He protected you.
But it protected me, exactly. But also, he shifted again because while I'm at the UN, he reignited the love that I had for filmmaking. And that's where it started all over again, because it was time. I was ready. It was not about Hollywood anymore. It was now. It was time for him.
And the Lord had to work on his heart during that time to shift.
I see that.
That's beautiful, Marty.
Yes.
It's powerful.
So after 10 years, I think I was at the UN for like 10 years. I think after 10 years, God said enough. We moved to Florida and started an organization called My Christian Films. Obviously, it's exactly what it is. So we were producing. We were producing more television than film because we had a studio there in Florida. So we were producing for different television networks. And there was an event, a festival, if you want to call it that, that took place every year that I was taking my kids to. And it was great, right? It was ministry. And I took my kids, it was in the fall, I took them, it was like just me and them. It was not with a whole family, it was just, I have two boys, so it was daddy and time with the kids, right? Like, we did this every year. And one year, they just stopped. And it was such a bummer for me because I was so looking forward to it as I did in the years before. And I reached out to a friend of mine who knows everything and everyone. I said, hey, what's going on with this thing? And he said, well, you know, the person who was funding it decided that he's not going to fund this anymore. I'm like, man, what a bummer. Just one person did this? You know, it's like, whoa, just one person. They didn't know, like, what they did to me. And I'm just one person. I'm sure, like, there were others like me that it affected. And at that moment, I can feel and I can hear God saying, you have to do something. You have to do something. Mm. And at that very moment, I said, no, I don't. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. You and I have a similar response to God sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, because at the time, I was producing television shows. Producing television shows take a lot of time and effort and stress. And I was already busy, right, like with things. And God's like putting more things into my plate. I'm like, no, thank you. You know, let somebody else do that. And I hate events on top of that. I just hate putting together events. It's just not my thing. God's like, yeah, it's your thing. So to keep the story really short, I fought God for 2 years, literally, until I couldn't anymore. There's a whole other story behind that, how that happens. But until I couldn't anymore. And that was the birth of ICFF. Mm. And I just did it online just to get God off my back. I created a website. I said, I did it. Just leave me alone. and I did not promote it. I didn't do anything. Somehow, some way, people found it. And we had 72 submissions the first year with no promotion, nothing, doing nothing, because I didn't want anything to do with it. I just did it because to please God. Like, I did it, God, just, all right? So that was the birth of it.
Wow.
So what is the objective or the mission of International Christian Film Festival, I guess, or the organization that you started? What is the mission?
It has multiple missions. The first mission is to bring people to Christ through media, right? That is the very first mission.
Okay.
The second mission, we realized that filmmakers were doing a lot of films and no one knew about their films. Like, nobody knew about it. And they would work so hard.
Yeah.
And nobody knew about their film. So by highlighting their films, by providing awards, it gave another level of excitement, but also the distributors would now recognize those films.
So you gave visibility. Yep. Okay.
Because they were highlighted, right? But in addition to that, the encouragement of being nominated, right? To say, man, I didn't think anybody would believe in me, in my film, but here I am being recognized as a nominee. Mm. That means
praise God.
A group of people saw this, saw my work, and loved it.
Mm.
Love it enough to recognize it. Right? So that's a huge encouragement to those filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really, really important. It's like doing something and nobody ever sees it, right? Like, that's not encouraging at all. You know, when people see it and they're saying, great work, this is beautiful, this touched me in such a way, this changed my life. Now, the work that you did takes a whole other meaning.
You basically created a platform where these film producers, artists, can have a platform so people can be informed and now know about their work. I mean, this is huge. The Lord was doing something huge through you. Even though you didn't know it in the beginning, but yeah.
No, I really didn't.
I think that's probably true for a lot of us to say, you know, that when God calls us to do something and we get started with it, we don't necessarily see how big he wants it to be, how many lives it's going to touch.
Yeah.
We're just being faithful, ultimately. And I love your story, Marty, because I think you and I have similar attitudes toward God as, I want to serve you, but you know, maybe not right now, maybe not today, but God says, okay, well, I already figured out you're going to push back against it, but I've got a plan, and and at some point you got all in with this.
God was so full of grace because he still started it and used it. Now it's huge.
It's enormous.
It's huge. Talk about what the website is,
Marty. Before we do that, because I want you, we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
When we come back, let's talk about how people can access information, the website, and other data that they can use to get to know more about what's going on there. But let's take a little break.
happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio. News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. And welcome back to the front line. And we have as our guest coming in through the phone lines and doing quite a good job at that is Marty Jean-Louis, who's the founder and executive director of the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And we've been talking about that and about Marty's history building up to starting the festival. And it's now in the 13th year, which says a great deal about God's blessing on Marty and his team and this ministry. So tell us, we were talking during the break about this particular upcoming event. And you were talking about someone who's going to be there that I think everybody knows. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first let me say that this event is not just for filmmakers. It's for everybody. It really, really is. I think you can attest to that. Mm-hmm. And it's open to, because somebody reached out to me, I think 2 days ago, and it says, am I allowed to come? And I'm like,
that's a good question.
Absolutely. It's open to everybody.
Yes.
Because you can watch the films that are coming before they go to theaters. That's, you know, like, it's so great to see that. And also to see the heart behind the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a couple of things that I want to highlight that's going to take place at the festival. A lot of people have seen The Forge by now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think it's a fantastic movie. And we're going to not show the movie because we feel like everybody has seen it. But instead, we're going to bring a lot of the cast.
Mm.
That's part of the Forge. And we're going to talk about the different scenes. We're going to talk about the behind the scenes, how the movie affected them, and the stories they've heard. I think that's really, really important. So it's really going to be cool to hear from the actors themselves from The Forge, and meet. You can get to meet them, take pictures, and all that good stuff. We also have the world premiere of a movie called All the Angels. And it is written and produced by Dean Cain. And Dean Cain is going to also be in attendance. And he's also going to be doing a Q&A afterwards. So you guys can hear the heart behind this movie, but behind him. And you guys get to take pictures and ask questions and all of that good stuff.
Wow.
That's one other event. Another one that's going to be taking place, I don't know if you guys know David and Tamela Mann. David and Tamela Mann are both actors and singers. They've done a lot of Tyler Perry movies and shows. And they are world-recognized gospel singers. We are going to be honoring them with the ICFS Music Legend Award. So they're going to be in attendance as well, taking pictures with people, answering questions, and all of that good stuff. That is the cool thing about ICFS, is that you get to do that. As an attendee, you get to do all of these things.
Yeah.
You get to talk to everybody and anybody. That's ICFS. That's what makes us different as well.
That's true. That's my experience. In fact, I remember I was thinking, when you're talking about Dean Cain being there this year, My first year, I met Kevin Sorbo, whom I've always followed in his career as much as I could, enjoyed his at work. And he had, this was kind of the kind of things you can expect at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, is people like that being willing to connect with people like me, you know. And he had a very public place. He had a little table there, and out where everybody was gathering, all the vendors were there, and he was there. He was available. He had books and videos he brought that you could purchase, which I did. I got a whole bag full of stuff. But he was very conversational, very approachable, and he was willing. We took pictures. You know, we'd stood up and someone did a picture. My wife took a picture of him and me just standing together, arm in arm. And you know, I was blessed by being able to just have a conversation with someone I respected, who was in that industry and was also a believer. And so many others got blessed. But that wasn't the only thing that I was, and I'm going to speak now, because I want to urge the listeners to really pray about getting involved in this event. You're within our listening area. You can be in southern Brevard County all the way down to north Miami-Dade. In the western Bahamas might be a little bit of a trek for you, but along the western edge of our coverage area, around down from Lake Okeechobee and all, it is worth the trip to come and be a part of this. If you're a believer and you have a sense, you have an interest in this area of ministry in the entertainment business, and have a heart for what God is doing, you need to be there if you can be.
Amen.
And that's what I got blessed. And I was all of that, but Marty, when my first time there, that God moved me into a much deeper place of appreciation for what he's doing in entertainment because of what you and your team were able to put together for people like me. And so I would like, if it's okay with you, I would like to mention that you're going to be gifting the station with 20 all-access tickets that we can give away to listeners.
Absolutely. What's cool about the festival, too, is that you never know who's going to be there. Like, I know, and I'm not going to say who, but someone from The Chosen is going to be there.
Wow.
We talked about The Chosen. So it's those caliber of people that attend ICFF, mm-hmm. and they're going to take pictures about everybody and anybody you could approach them. But, I'm excited because I love WCNO and their listeners, and we love for them to attend for free on WCNO. And I don't know how you guys will give it away, but we're happy to give the 20 tickets that will give you access to so much at the festival.
Amen.
Those are $269 tickets each.
Yeah.
So they definitely will give you great access.
Yeah, everything you want to do. I will tell you that it's not humanly possible to see in any one given day all the films, right?
Right, it's impossible.
You have to pick and choose, but you do have you'll get a booklet when you register, and it has all the data on all the films and who's going to be there and all of that.
Right.
So right now we can open up the phone lines, and Jonathan, our manager, is out in the lobby willing to take your call. What we'll do, if you would like an all-access ticket, just call the station at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And just say you would like an all-access ticket to the upcoming International Christian Film and Music Festival. Jonathan will take your name, other contact information. I know we have to connect with the website and go to the list of tickets, and we have numbers, and so the names will have to be attached to the numbers, and then they will get a QR code that they can turn in at registration.
And let's mention the website so people can look at the International Christian Film Festival website. Do you want to tell us that, Marty?
Yeah, so the website is www.internationalcff.com, or if you Google International Christian Film and Music Festival, it will show right up.
And you can actually, if you want to dive all into this event and you want to stay a few nights, you can access the registration for the hotel through the website. Right?
We got people calling.
That's right. We have a special rate, the cheapest possible rate that you can get. Resort, which also removes the resort fee and parking fee as well. So it's definitely a win-win.
Oh, and that's right on International Drive, where everything is there. I've been there many times.
Exactly. Yeah. And in fact, if you want to do a few days there, you're better off staying on the campus because the driving to and from can be a little. First year I did that, by the way. We have a friend that has a condo in Windermere, and so we commuted, my wife and I, every day.
Oh wow!
And I tell you, the Orlando traffic, it's not for the faint-hearted. Right. So if you are able to, and the rates are going to be very approachable, to go ahead and do that. We got a lot of people calling in, Marty. So we might get rid of all these tickets in one time. But
if anybody has questions for me, are they able to ask? Or
right now we're tying up the phone line so they can't call in.
Okay.
But we don't have, with all this new software, we haven't made a linkage to Zoom or Skype, because down the road when we bring you back on air for a program like this, we want to Zoom you in or Skype you in so we can open the phone line.
Is there a schedule online, Marty? I was on the International Christian Film Festival website, because I think that our listeners would want to know what the schedule is to see if they're interested in coming.
And there is a full schedule online that tells you day by day what's happening.
Okay.
And you'll see so many things happening on a day-to-day basis. Yes.
Wow. It's rich, Marty. It's I can't really transmit the depth and breadth of my experience to our listeners, except I hope that they hear the passion and conviction in my voice.
It's true. It is certainly an experience. I always say you cannot explain ICFF. You have to experience it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
you're right about that. And I particularly, there's a group of people, and I've gotten to know them at being working here at the radio station, who are also part of Christian media and that have been praying for a long time for what's happening right now, and to know, you know, what ICFF is involved in is an answer to that prayer. And it is for God to take over the entertainment industry and to bring truth, His truth, into the eyes and ears of hungry people.
Yeah.
And not just people that need to know Jesus, but folks like us that are literally starving for good quality, God-filled entertainment that blesses us.
Amen.
And God is using you and your team, Marty, to feed people.
Speaking of that, we have one of the movies that we're going to be screening is called Light of the World, right? It's a beautiful animated story about Jesus. It's so beautiful. It's coming out in theaters in September, but we get to watch it first. How cool is that?
Oh, that is awesome.
We get to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing my wife and I enjoyed. That we could screen, feature films that hadn't been released yet, and get a chance to see. And then often after the film, there was a producer, director, maybe a member of the cast or a combination thereof, who could answer any questions and just share from their heart. You know, so that's depth, man. That's, you know, you don't get that when they roll the credits out on the theater screen or the TV screen.
Exactly.
But, excuse me.
You know, as Christians, if you look at the movies that are at the theater today, unless they're Christian, they're so bad.
Yeah.
You cannot find even a good film that is even healthy to watch.
So the
presence of these films that you're talking about, Marty, and that you're going to have at the screenings and the actors and the actresses, this needs to be spread far and wide. Absolutely. So.
Amen. 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 I agree.
You know, before we go, and I hate to say we have less than 5 minutes before we have to sign off, but would you like to talk a little bit about, because you have a live streaming business. You have a Access 24?
Oh, 24 Flicks.
24 yes. Flicks, yeah, sorry. That's somebody else. I'm sorry. I was trying to forgive me for that. Yet another little tiny faux pas.
Oh, it's like Netflix.
Is it a play? Access 24. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, 24 Flicks. Is 24 Flicks. We have family movies, Christian movies. I also have the Christmas channel for all of us that loves Christmas movies.
Oh, yes.
You know, that also, both of them you can get on your phone, your TV, and watch anytime you want.
Yeah, that's what I like about that is, and I have the app on my phone. And you, but 24 Flicks app, and you can also get it on your computer. And if you want to, if you want to run it, all you need is an HDMI cable. If you want to run it on your TV,
exactly.
And then you can watch.
They're both free. That's the best part.
Okay, manager Jonathan came in. By the way, we had so many calls after we put out the invitation for the tickets that already sick tickets have been. Taken.
Oh wow! Praise God.
But he missed the call. He's the only one out there. I can't take calls because it's hard for me to be in two places at once. So if you miss, call back.
Yes, please.
If you missed, call back. I see someone left a message, so that's nice. But call back, and we'll be happy to put your name on the list for these tickets.
Yeah, and I'd love to personally meet you guys. If you guys come and you see me, I'd love to meet you guys.
Yeah, that's which is a great thing. And
I want to go down.
Yeah, well, we probably arrange for you to get there.
Yeah, I would love to go and maybe bring my parents, but I don't know if it's possible. But I want to support Christian media. You know what I mean? As a journalist myself, I want to, the messaging that you're bringing, this is a God thing that's happening in your industry. We look at the advent of Angel Studios and whatever production company produced the House of David, and this needs to be spread far and wide because the Lord is really using your industry. And I just want to support it. So,
amen. Thank you.
Thank you for thank you for saying yes, Marty, to the Lord.
Amen.
And look how he's using you.
You know, and this is to anyone out there whom God is speaking to right now, and you've heard him call you into ministry, and you're hesitant. And I understand that because when God calls us into ministry, it's both exciting and frightening at the same time. But if you know it's God, then it's important to ultimately say yes to God.
Yes.
And we have today, we've heard a great story of Marty Jean-Louis, a man of faith, who ultimately said yes to God. And God not only gifted him and empowered him, but gathered around him a wonderful, exciting, gifted team of people to carry out this call. And Marty, unfortunately we have to go, but we will have you back.
Amen.
And in fact, there might be a post-event interview on Wednesday Live, probably, where we can bring you back in. You can kind of give us an overview of what happened and a couple of the exciting things that went on. And you know, we keep planting seeds, brother.
Amen. Thank you so much.
But thank you so much. And
God bless you, Marty.
Don't hang up when we go off. I want to talk to you for a minute, but just to say, God bless you all, listeners. Keep praying for Marty and his team and the ICFF.
Yeah.
If God puts it on your heart, even if the ticket isn't free, it's worth the price of admission.
International.
See what God is doing in this industry.
Internationalcff.org is the website.
Thank you.
God bless.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Today on Insight for Living from Chuck Swindoll.
Do you realize you do not need someone else to